Dr. Fell's Cabinet of Smells by Susan Gates. Read by Nigel Lambert. Chapter 1. Kit checked around. Good. There was nobody to smell him. Even so, he took out his spray can of Gladiator deodorant and gave himself a quick burst under one armpit. Don't get paranoid, he told himself. But he couldn't help it. He gave his other armpit a long blast. He carried deodorant with him at all times now, ever since Laura at school had said,
"You smell!"
At first, he couldn't believe she meant him. He'd said, "Who smells?" And she'd said,
"You! Pew! You Pong! Doesn't he, Sophie?"
Then, somehow, it had spread around the school. Everyone was saying it. Even kids he thought were his friends.
I don't want to sit next to him, miss. He smells.
How could something so stupid be ruining his life? You smell. It was what little kids shouted at each other. But it was shocking what power it had to hurt you. And how hard it was to shake off. Just how do you prove you don't smell? He was beginning to think, maybe I do. And I've never noticed. Time for another quick squirt of Gladiator. That can must be almost empty by now. He'd have to get a new one. Personal hygiene products were costing him all his pocket money. He felt really sorry for himself. He'd been stunned by the speed and savagery of their attack, like sharks scenting blood. He'd never done anything to hurt them, had he? Except last week. Was it Laura?